Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration will open up land borders to non-essential travel starting in November, but only grant permission to those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Tuesday, the Elisal Fire in Central California had burned 4,000 acres. Wednesday, the fire near the Elisal Reservoir had grown to over 13,400 acres with 5% containment. Nearly 800 firefighters are now battling the wind-driven blaze that caused thousands of people to evacuate. Over the weekend, Iran announced it had crossed the threshold in its enrichment of uranium, which is something that should concern everyone that worries about a nuclear-armed Iran. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, the imprisoned soldier because he shamed military leaders when demanding accountability for their Afghan withdrawal, on Tuesday, via his attorneys, says he will demonstrate to senior leadership how to accept accountability for his own actions and plead guilty to the charge. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
A Wyoming coroner has given the media the details behind the death of 22-year-old Gabby Petito. Tim Berg from the USA Radio News Bureau in Phoenix reports.
Teton County, Wyoming coroner Dr. Brent Blue on Tuesday announced that Gabby Petito's cause of death was strangulation. Dr. Blue discussing the autopsy.
This autopsy included a whole body CAT scan, an examination by a forensic pathologist, an examination by a forensic anthropologist, and toxicology evaluation.
The autopsy also shows that Petito died 3 to 4 weeks before her body was found. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The National Hockey League officially started its 2021-22 season Tuesday. Newcomer Seattle Kraken fell to the Las Vegas Golden Knights 4-3. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you feel the nation has changed since the beginning of the year, you're not alone. Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah on Newsmax says the Biden administration is headed toward a critical mass of failure.
It is American people because the American people are rejecting this president. They're rejecting his policies. They're rejecting his series of failures. And, you know, in a positive way, we've all seen the success where momentum is built and they reach a critical mass and something beautiful happens and there's success. We're witnessing the opposite of this here, where there's this negative momentum. It builds on itself, and I think this presidency is looking at a critical mass of failure. I mean, look, when he came to office, I was worried this might happen, but I never dreamed that he would achieve this in 8 months. It's remarkable. I mean, start with Afghanistan, then talk about inflation and stagnation and the job numbers and still languishing with COVID and terrifying debt. And the list goes on and on, all of them negative. And honestly, the administration's not going to be able to fix it. There's nothing they can do that can just change the momentum here, because institutionally they're just object to any positive things that actually could change the momentum and make it positive. I mean, which one of those things are they going to change? And if they don't change any of them, then how could they possibly expect to have a victory in 2022? I think it's going to be a landslide for Republicans. I can't wait till we take back the speakership and all the chairmanships as well.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, thank you for joining in, because this is what it's going to take for us, you know, to overcome the madness here, shoulder to shoulder, back to back, all hands on deck here. Welcome. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is Rick Manning time. Rick, inflation is still rising. More about the Hunter Biden emails. Boy, that doesn't look too good for this president, but every time we think it doesn't look too good, the media finds a way of burying it. And then you have Nancy Pelosi, with all her gall, kind of chastising the media for not promoting this $3.5 trillion boondoggle. She herself doesn't even know what's in the bill because they haven't fully written it. Given us a rough idea, though. But she expects the media to, I guess, do more propagandizing than they have been doing already. What do you say, Rick?
Well, I don't know why she would be upset. After all, she's become dependent upon them over the last 10 years to being her communications arm. The biggest shock to the Democrats are that there's some people in the media now who are beginning to question them. We're going to say, wait a second, we're not doing so good. That doesn't mean the media is not isn't in full show mode, but what they came to expect was 93% negative press against President Trump, which meant there was only 7% positive press, and that was blamed on the vast right-wing conspiracy. Now they only get 80-20 positive press. You know, they're getting some negative press from people other than Fox, or at least honest reporting from a few outlets. And as a result, it shocks them, and they don't know how to deal with it. And it's easy to do PR when the newspapers and all the media are on your side, radio accepted. It's hard to do PR when they're not, and they ask hard questions. And the Democrats aren't accustomed to having anybody in the media ask hard questions.
Exactly, or questions at all. I mean, this is why the cancel culture has been given such rise and acceptance, particularly by the Democratic Party. They've halted all conversation and reason. Yes.
You're being unfair. We know that Joe Biden likes ice cream. Okay? The hard questions have been asked. The hard questions have been asked. We know that he likes ice cream. We know that he's doing events from this weird, creepy studio that isn't actually, it's in the White House complex, but isn't the White House, physical White House. We never ask any questions. Well, why are you doing this? We know so much about Joe and, you know, his lunch bucket existence. And so I don't know why you would think they'd want to know about, say, Hunter Biden's laptop, which came out well before the election, and emails from there that got released that indicate that Joe Biden was taking half of the money that Hunter Biden made. money from going to China, from Chinese deals and Russian yes. deals and
transported on the people's plane, Air Force Two.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's so cheap, he couldn't even buy his own commercial ticket. He had to tag along with his dad to do some business.
And then
you find out that they had a mutual checking account. So
yeah,
you got commingling of funds that is just crazy.
It is impossible to extricate Joe Biden from charges of massive corruption based on this, of benefiting from foreign donations, and it's impossible to extricate him from that. But you're not even talking about that. But you know, Bill, let me tell you what bothered me the most. Okay, I read through a bunch of this stuff yesterday, and this is something nobody's picking up on. There are emails between the lawyer who handles the accounts and Hunter Biden, and that's where the email chain is. And remember, these were Hunter Biden's emails, and Joe Biden used his lawyer as a communicator, so he kept that fake distance. But they were asking Hunter Biden about paying different bills, and they're bills from below $1,000 of contractors who've done work on a house that Joe Biden was going to rent and some things like that. And some of these bills were really overdue. I mean, that to me would make me madder than anything if I was a guy who worked for a living and sat there and I painted somebody's house and 6 months later I'm still trying to get paid. I mean, that's all the stuff, as I was thinking about it, the thing that would make me the maddest as somebody who's done that kind of, you know, basically done piecework, they tried to beat some guys out of being paid
right.
who were for $400 in bills. It's like, it's such a sense of entitlement. It shows now that they probably, we don't know if they actually paid them or not, but it just showed me that there's a sense of entitlement that, oh, they did the work for me. They should just be glad to have been able to do the work for me. They can say that they did the work for me and they'll get other work out of it. I shouldn't have to pay them. In fact, they should pay me to be able to work on my house. And as somebody who's actually worked for a living, and, you know, I do politics now, but it really kind of is, it was so offensive. So anyway, that was what, you know, you do all the mass corruption stuff and it kind of rolls off your back because mass corruption is Joe Biden's middle name. But it's you're trying to beat small vendors out of the money they earned is inexcusable.
Well, you got to imagine there's probably more stories like that in the naked city of Delaware that are associated, because this is a character flaw. This is a mindset that this speaks to. That's what you're saying. And, you know, Joe Biden has been manufactured. He's been put together by the Hollywood set, by social media, by the mainstream media to present like he's some uniting moderate individual. And he's anything but. And this is why his numbers are in the tank, because the people are seeing, you know, there's no kid yelling in the street, the king isn't wearing any clothes, but it's quite obvious that he's buck naked.
Yeah, and it's also quite obvious that you can manufacture as many votes as you want, but when it comes down to brass tacks and you get beyond the election, if you don't actually have a mandate, if you don't actually have a lot of people on your side, and nobody actually believes that you had a lot of people on your side in the first place, it becomes, you lose that mandate, that claimed mandate, really fast, because the
right.
polls don't lie. And he's, you know, in Quinnipiac, which is a liberal poll, he's at 38% approval.
Right, exactly.
And that's impossible for a Democrat to get to 38% approval.
Rick, do you think he even has the slightest fear that he may be found out?
I think he lives with it constantly. I mean, I would. If you're a fraud, the single biggest fear is that you're caught.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just always, because there's always one fraud too many. And I don't know what it's going to take. I mean, regardless of guys like Adam Schiff out there who has no credibility whatsoever. Remember, he was jumping up and down yelling that You know, this Hunter's laptop was all Russian misinformation. I mean, can these guys come up with something new? They have no sense of creativity. We'll just blame it on the Russians, right? Why not?
Yeah,
we're talking with Rick Manning from GetLiberty.org. Americans for Limited Government.
Your motorcycle, boat, and RV. Your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, Biden is a full-blown attack on public school parents, and you say it cannot stand. We're seeing this video of this dad, you know, and of course this lends credence for some optics, and some people say, see, they are domestic terrorists. But wait a minute, you know, you need to know the backstory. And I don't know what dad wouldn't have been there in front of that school board saying, look at your policies of lending, you know, gender fluid people into a woman's restroom, into a girl's restroom, got my daughter assaulted. My teenage daughter was assaulted in the school because of these stupid policies. What say you? And their response was less than compassionate. It was absolutely stupid. And I don't blame that dad for being upset. And I got to tell you, there's probably more dads that would join with him, regardless of the bullying of the police force trying to restrain him and whatever they were trying to do. Someone said, well, they're just trying to do their job. But look, at you need to understand what ignited this deal. This father, you could tell this wasn't just a normal, hey, I'm upset because you're teaching, you know, CRT. He was there because his daughter had been violated on a campus, on a publicly, publicly supported campus.
Yeah, it's Loudoun County, and until very recently was a pretty Republican county in Virginia. It's just outside of the Beltway area. It's recently, because of some of the high tech investment, has become purple and maybe even blue. But the school board is extraordinarily left. It's far left. The superintendent is far left. And the facts of this case are this school board mandated that people who had gender confusion could use whatever bathroom they wanted to. And a boy went into the girl's bathroom and raped a teenage girl in the process. And the father rightfully is saying, you are culpable for this rape. You are culpable for my daughter's duress, for my daughter's never going to be the same. Never going to be the same. And you are as responsible as the boy who did it because you gave him permission. And that is absolutely 100% correct. And any father who wasn't enraged by that, who wasn't confronting the accusers in a way that who were denying any culpability, who didn't care, who were everything you think about in terms of the nameless, faceless bureaucrats who sit there and look down their noses at people and say, well, you're just going to have to deal with the outcomes of our social change. And yeah, he was mad. And I don't know anybody who wouldn't be mad.
Exactly. Exactly.
If that's the case. And by the way, the thing that people aren't talking about is because of the CRT stuff, that school board, the Virginia State courts just held that that school board election, that there's a recall for that school board that's going to be before the Loudoun County voters. And I'm sorry, but the picture of that man standing up and being just enraged that these people did not care that his daughter was raped based on their policies because those people knew the most predictable thing in the world happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Guess what? I predict that a whole lot more fathers are going to go out and mothers are going to go out and vote these people out. Mm-hmm. And vote to get so they get a school board in that will fire the superintendent. I bet a whole lot more people are going to go out based on that than to defend the concept that we should let boys into girls' restrooms with all of the problems that were always predicted to happen and now are happening.
Yeah, but, you know, here you are. What a grand experiment at the expense of our daughters and our sons.
It's all
absurd.
About the children. Don't you remember that? It's all about the children. I remember those good old days. And now it's not all about the children. It's all about the social experimentation we can do. And the sad fact is that because of the indoctrination that's occurring, they are creating a class of gender fluidity where there's, like, the numbers I'm seeing now are incredible. It's like 10-15% are sitting there saying they're gender fluid. And it's straight because of indoctrination.
Of course. Because
if you want to be cool, it's cool to be, and today's high school, I've been told this by high school students, it's cool to be gay. It's even more cool to be transgender. And if you were somebody who's looking for a place to fit in high school, like all kids are, and you're a little bit of a nerd or a misfit, that's a really easy place to fit. And as a result, we're actually encouraging this craziness. And it is, it's beyond destructive.
It's reckless. I mean, look, it's tough enough being a kid and growing up, and especially in today's world and our culture. The options, Rick, compared to what you and I had when we were growing up, I mean, the kids' options that are available to them are exponential. Now, as if that's not enough, hey, let's extend your options to your gender choice as well. I mean, how can they handle that?
And they're doing it in elementary school. And right. When they're doing it in, you know, primary grades. This isn't, you know, so they're encouraging it in primary grades. And then, you know, because they want that outcome. That's the outcome they're trying to get.
Exactly.
And it's all
orchestrated. There's no doubt about it.
And the bombardment in the on social media, on the internet, of various alternative normals, is so complete and intense on children. It's amazing if any of them come out of the world out of this normal. And the most destructive part of it is the ones who do come out of it in a quote unquote normal are very accepting of the alternative normals. And suddenly you have no baseline for reality for the next generation that follows. And, you know, multi-generationally, a country can't stand when under these circumstances. And we have a lot of problems, but the cultural transformation of our youth is probably the biggest one. And it's the reason why between 9% and 11% of people are homeschooling their kids now. And the fact of the matter is, it may be the only answer to this problem is to take your kids out of this school system and just abandon it, and then take the school boards back so you can actually send your kids to schools that are semi-normal, that actually teach kids what they need to learn, classical education, and not this.
Yeah. What happened to reading, writing, and arithmetic? I guess you know, that's just old school, too old school now to be appropriate. Hey, Rick, a couple of minutes left, and I did want to address a story that your vice president of Americans for Limited Government wrote about. And this is a COVID story. It's about a woman dying of stage 5 renal failure. Her hospital would not perform the life-saving kidney transplant unless she gets a COVID-19 vaccination. I mean, this is what's happening. This government, and this is all being brought to you by Joe Biden and this administration and the Democrats who have really continued to jump the shark, rob us of our freedoms, are doing this. This is the war on the unvaccinated.
Yes, it absolutely is. And the fact of the matter is, the hospital system in Colorado Springs said, no, we're not going to do that. Both the donor and the recipient are both unvaccinated, and they've been told no, they have to be vaccinated. The woman has said she's got stage five failure, so she's going to die unless it happens. This isn't like, oh, she can be on kidney dialysis for a while. She's going to die if this doesn't happen. And so she's now desperately looking around the country for a place that will actually do a kidney transplant for a patient who is who's in her condition, who is unvaccinated. And of course, whatever health insurance she has comes into play, because different states handle different health insurance. It's a mess, and I'm just praying that somebody's listening will know of a place where she can get this hospital, this help. If they do have an answer, email me or contact Americans for Limited Government or contact Chief. Tell us we've got an answer, and we'll help her get hooked up with them.
I'll give him a phone number. We got 20 minutes left. 20 seconds. Go ahead.
703-383-0880. 703-383-0880 or go to getliberty.org.
Rick Manning, he's the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, thanks as always. Appreciate the time, buddy. Godspeed.
Thank you.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration will open up land borders to non-essential travel starting in November, but only grant permission to those fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Tuesday, the Elisal Fire in Central California had burned 4,000 acres. Wednesday, the fire near the Elisal Reservoir had grown to over 13,400 acres with 5% containment. Nearly 800 firefighters are now battling the wind-driven blaze that caused thousands of people to evacuate. Over the weekend, Iran announced it had crossed a threshold in its enrichment of uranium, which is something that should concern everyone that worries about a nuclear-armed Iran. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, the imprisoned soldier because he shamed military leaders when demanding accountability for their Afghan withdrawal, on Tuesday, via his attorneys, says he will demonstrate to senior leadership how to accept accountability for his own actions and plead guilty to the charge. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. You know, widespread cancellations by Southwest Airlines, rumors of cancellations by Amtrak and American Airlines are just the latest evidence that vaccine mandates are a disaster, illegal, immoral, impractical. And look at the president's ratings on how he's handling COVID. I mean, a huge slide. I think it's probably somewhere between 15-20%. Differential now is the people are realizing the draconian policies that this president is putting into play. This is not working. The honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, columnist for Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin, is with us. Jenny Beth, what say you?
I think that the mandates are absolutely destabilizing our country. They are harming the airline industry. They're going to harm our national defense. They are harming our supply chain. And if we don't stop these vaccine mandates at an employer level and prevent them at the federal level, we are going to continue to see real harm to our country. People should, our healthcare freedom should be protected, and our doctor-patient relationship should be respected so that we can make personal healthcare decisions based on what's right for us, based on our own personal health history with our own doctor. It should not be a government-patient relationship or an employer-patient relationship.
Jenny Beth, what happened to HIPAA? Did they just run over it?
Yeah, it seems that they ran completely over it. Now the what the government would have us believe is that HIPAA was only intended to prevent your doctor from sharing your healthcare information, but never was intended to prevent you from sharing it, which is true. But now, how is our healthcare information actually private and protected when the government and businesses are mandating that they must see information in it. And if they can do this with a vaccine mandate, what will prevent them from doing this with some other healthcare treatment in the future? We are creating dangerous precedents when it's when we have these situations where people will say, you cannot enter our business without having this special card to enter.
Exactly. Well, or, and the thing
a
is,
special card mandating that you've taken a drug to enter their business.
Right. Exactly. And so HIPAA, forget about HIPAA. That's out of the way. This is the whole problem with all this when it becomes so politicized and people are uncomfortable about this whole manner of COVID and how it's being handled, Jenny Beth. And it's because the politics have mired the whole process in such a way that the science, nobody believes the scientists anymore. Because you have the government scientists on TV, like Fauci and others, that keep saying things, and they're all, you know, one minute they're maybe a little bit right, next minute they're terribly wrong, and or there's a deception, clear out deception that's happening, and then meanwhile we go and see our local doctor, and our doctor, you know, gives it to us straight. He knows our bodies, he's been working with us all this time, and the challenge they're having now, I don't know about your doctor, Jenny Beth, but with my doctor, some of his prescriptions are being preempted by the pharmacist. The pharmacists are denying filling a doctor's orders. This is unheard of.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. There are doctors across this country who will prescribe certain medications, and pharmacists will just say, no, we're not going to fill it. We have orders from our corporate office, or they will say, we have orders from our state, from some state governing board, or it's just the actual individual pharmacist refusing to fill it based on whatever the pharmacist decides. So the pharmacist now is practicing the science of medicine and making judgments on what medications a person is supposed to have or not, when the pharmacist does not actually have the full healthcare information, nor know all of the science that goes into actually making the decision about what a doctor is going to prescribe. It is troubling that these things are happening. What I have learned as I've worked with doctors around the country for the last almost 19 months now is that many doctors are recommending to people that they may want not to file for insurance when you're getting medication picked up because the insurance company may prevent you from getting it, or to go to local privately owned compounding pharmacies rather than the big box stores.
And this is how terrible this has become, is that you can no longer trust the institutions that here before you've been able to. I mean, a simple prescription being filled out. Now this is all being manipulated. I mean, and going back to what we were talking about earlier in terms of job loss and the need for jobs and everything else, and here you are, you exercise these mandates that are coming to play, forcing people to, and quality people, to leave every manner of job. You know, the nurses and first responders who were there at the very beginning without a vaccine, servicing our relatives and our communities and everything. Now they're basically put in the crossroads of saying, you shall get vaccinated. If you don't, you know, you lose your job, you lose your money, and, you know, happy trails. I mean, this is devastating, and it's just also stupid at the same time when you think that we need people to work right now, and now you're firing people when we already have a labor shortage. This just doesn't make sense.
No, it does not make sense, and it is going. This is dangerous because the people who are leaving their jobs right now, you've got people who are leaving restaurants and lower skilled employment. You also have you have nurses who are leaving, and it takes a while to become a nurse. And then you have doctors. It takes even longer to become a doctor. Or pilots. It takes, you can easily replace a flight attendant. I'm not diminishing the job of a flight attendant, but the training to become a flight attendant is much less than the training it takes and the years of experience it takes to become a pilot to fly one of the larger jets that passengers fly on in this country that are not the small commuter planes. The same right. thing goes for doctors. It takes years and years of practice to become an expert and to become a very highly skilled and qualified surgeon. And these are the doctors, these are the pilots, these are the kind of professions who are saying, I'm not taking this medication. You're not going to force me to take this brand new drug and put it in my body when we don't know the long-term side effects of it. And we're going to lose those skills, and it will take years and years to replace it. There will be real brain drain in our economy, and it is something that is not going to be good for any of us. And some of them may push back, and they may even be in favor of the vaccine. They may have even taken the vaccine, but they're not in favor of the mandates. They're not in favor of the coercion. And we cannot even begin to understand the impact this is going to have until it actually happens. Southwest Airlines gave us a flavor of that over the weekend. Now, imagine that it isn't just Southwest, but it's United and American and Delta and JetBlue and all of the airlines at the exact same time in December. That would be devastating for our country.
Right. Well, maybe this is what the policymakers need to feel. They need to feel some of our pain, and the midterms cannot come fast enough. But even still, there's got to be a way. And of course, you lead a very activated group of people across the country. And Jenny Beth, this is important. If America's voices ever needed to be heard, it's now. How can they get activated by going through Tea Party Patriots Action?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org, and sign up to host a Stop Medical Mandate rally.
Well, all this is going to, it's the sum total of everybody's efforts. And as Jenny Beth has said before, it's not like we're asking for 8 hours a day. I mean, you know, do you have like 5-10 minutes a day maybe just to invest for the sake of your children, your grandchildren, this country? And dare I say the world, because you got to imagine the world is nervous about what's happening in America, because it's been, you know, questioned many times of what the world would be like without America. And some countries are starting to see it, and it doesn't look like a whole lot of fun.
If you've got a small business, you know there's nothing more valuable than your time. So why waste it at the post office? Stamps.com makes it easy to mail and ship right from your computer. No special equipment required. Whether you're in office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, or a full-blown warehouse shipping out orders, Stamps.com will make your life easier. You'll even get exclusive discounts on postage and shipping from USPS and UPS. And their new Rate Advisor tool lets you compare shipping rates across carriers so you always find the best option. Save time and money with Stamps.com. There's no risk, and when you go to Stamps.com and use offer code FOCUS, you'll receive a 4-week free trial, plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top and enter code FOCUS. That's Stamps.com, promo code FOCUS. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Now, second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.94 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
We
know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Mark Paoletta is with us. He is the former assistant counsel to President George H.W. Bush, worked on Justice Clarence Thomas's confirmation to the Supreme Court, and practices law in Washington, D.C. And the question that is before us today is, why doesn't Clarence Thomas get his due? Mark, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I so appreciate this opportunity to talk about this Justice Thomas. I've just so respected him for all that he went through, you know, during the confirmation hearings, even before then as a jurist. And since then, and here it is. It's hard to imagine. I mean, when I read that, it's been 25 years that he's got, this length of time on the bench. It's extraordinary.
Bill, it is extraordinary. It's actually 30 years this week, in fact, tomorrow, that he was confirmed by the Senate. Mm-hmm. And, he was under attack literally from the day he came to Washington, D.C. in 1980, when he joined the Reagan administration. And so, the civil rights groups repeatedly attacked him in the most vicious and, in my view, racist ways, just for the beliefs that he held, right? They were trying to consign him to have certain views, and he refused to do that. And what you've seen with Justice Thomas's career is this fierce independence to believe what he believes and act on those things and never back down.
What a model of integrity. I mean, the pressure that he endured, being a black man and being out of the tradition, not going down the liberal orthodoxy. He challenged it based on his experience and practical experience. I mean, and it wasn't out of emotion. I mean, because this is the difference between the left and the right. The left has a tendency to be emotional based, where the right wants to reason, and it's hard to reason with somebody that is so emotional. It's their mind is closed off, isn't it?
It is, and I think you see in Justice Thomas's journey, where he actually, sort of turns away from the values in his college years, and then comes back, and he learns through experience in his lived life that these values that he learned from his grandparents and from the nuns who taught him when he was growing up. Now, the great thing this week and yesterday, actually, is that Justice Thomas's memoirs, My Grandfather's Son, which were published, originally published in 2007, and were, I think for several weeks, a New York Times number one best-selling book, were released this week, yesterday, for the first time in an Audible version and in an ebook, a digital ebook and digital audio. So, you know, Audible and Kindle. Mm-hmm. And the justice read his book, so you get to hear the justice's own story in his own words, in his own voice, for the first time ever. And so I think it's really exciting that with the court starting and the justice as the senior justice on the Supreme Court, and in my view, the most important Supreme Court justice in a generation, if not longer, to have this book out now in these formats, in formats that people, you know, like to consume books these days, is really, really wonderful to bring the story sort of renewed again to the American people.
What are people going to be surprised about in reading about the justice?
How hard it was in the challenges of growing up in the deep South and in the segregated South and the poverty that he, you know, came from and sort of, you know, lived in and overcame, and the great lessons that his grandfather and the nuns, you know, taught him through that experience. I think that's the most beautiful, and his resilience and his fierce mm-hmm. independence, which isn't surprising to people, but it's to read it and to absorb it is really wonderful.
Do you believe here, Mark, that part of the challenge in terms of the appreciation for Justice Thomas. First of all, he's a conservative, so you know that's going to knock out about half of the country. But the things that he had to go through, the gauntlet that he had to go through for the confirmation, does that kind of you know color his garment a bit?
You know, I think that Justice Thomas, one, I worked on a confirmation hearing.
Yes,
I went through it with him together, and it was. It was horrible. It was unprecedented. It was malicious. It was the worst kind of abuse I've ever seen. But the justice emerged from that, obviously wounded and hurt, but it hasn't, I don't believe, affected his jurisprudence. I think he's the same Clarence Thomas he was before then, which is a man of principle who's always under attack, who, you know, believes in America and was going to stick by his principles and not back down. And I think for larger lessons in terms of the conservatives in Washington, across the country, this is the greatest lesson, I think, that Justice Thomas puts down, which is do not back down, stick to your principles, because if you bend to them, they will eat you alive.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mark, as you said, you were there. I mean, you were alongside the justice going through this ordeal. What? Give us a little bit more perspective. You know, bring us into some of those meetings as much as you can without violating any kind of confidence. But just give us an idea of what you were seeing and how the judge was responding here.
Well, you know, it was a great day. July 1st was when President Bush, 41, announced his nomination of Justice Thomas, and it was just a joyful day up in Kitty Hawk Court, and it was justice and the president were. But literally from that day until October 15th, at least in terms of the conference, the attacks came every day. And when I say attacks, they were smears. They were lies. They were twisted, you know, accusations that we spent, and me in particular, spent a lot of my days running down and finding out the truth and then getting that out and trying to do that, you know, rapid fire so that, you know, what they were trying to do is build some narrative that was false. And so it was just a constant 24/7, you know, battle. And I think the justice had been, you know, had gone through that obviously through much of his time in Washington, but this obviously had amped it up. The Anita Hill charges, which were absolutely false in my opinion, and I actually set up a website called AnitaHillCase.com, which shows why every single thing that happened in that, in terms of her testimony and others, is not truthful. And I urge your listeners to go to it if they want the truth on that. But I think that just came out of left field, so, you know, completely no basis to it, that it really hit the justice hard, really hit him hard. But he relied on his faith and his wife, Ginny, who's his best friend and a true warrior, to get through that ordeal. And it took him some time to heal. But as you saw, when he went on the court right from the get-go, he was a force. And,
yes.
and he's been that way for the last 30 years. Now, Justice Thomas has written more opinions than any justice every year, year upon year, on the court. So he writes somewhere from anywhere from 25 to 35 opinions a year, when a lot of the other justices are only writing 10 to 12. So he's a workhorse, laying down his vision of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. And last term, which is really interesting, he had the most majority opinions and the most opinions. So it really mm-hmm. is now the Thomas Court, the Clarence Thomas Court.
Yeah, he's really, filled the shoes of Antonin Scalia, hasn't he?
Yes, and I'm a partial to Justice Thomas, but I think he was the leading sort of originals from the day he walked on that court in 1991. But Justice Scalia was a dear, dear friend of Justice Thomas. They were great friends, and they were great allies on the court. And he's sorely, sorely missed. Gorsuch is a great man and a great justice, but Justice Scalia was very, very special.
Mark, I know you've done a lot of work, and you mentioned Anita Hill. And, you know, that is still presented in the media as if it was like one of those ones that got away. But it, for some reason, you you must have thought this, because I thought this with Justice Kavanaugh when he was before, you know, Congress and these hearings and that. And I'm thinking, you know, Anita Hill, deja vu all over again. This is coming out of nowhere. At the end of the day, it's unfounded. And then you find out in Justice Kavanaugh's case that his accuser was associated with an abort-efficient, industry or company, and that the interest was certainly it all goes back to Roe v. Wade. And, you know, but you find this out after the fact, and that's after some research, but the everyday American is not aware of that connection. And their perspective of Kavanaugh is still infected by, you know, that show that they conducted during those hearings.
Yeah, it's a tactic that the left uses, and you saw. I completely agree with you, Bill. When I was in the Trump White House when the Kavanaugh hearings were going on, and the minute that happened, exactly what I thought, deja vu all over again. And there's not a shred of evidence with respect to Anita Hill. Remember, one of the interesting things people forget was when those hearings happened with Justice Thomas and the entire nation was watching, at the end of those hearings, right, 64% of the American people believed Clarence Thomas. Only 26% of Americans believed Anita Hill. And there was no real gender gap. And so when people watched their stories, right, they knew she was not telling the truth, and Justice Thomas was. But the left kept, you know, on this agenda of pushing it. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, the narrative has changed in terms of what people think. But when the facts were presented, it was clearly that, you know, and I think that's the same thing that happened with Kavanaugh. They saw this. They saw the credibility of the witness, and they saw Justice Kavanaugh. And, now they go on the bench to be justices and get on with doing their work. But the left continues to push their false narrative.
Both cases, Mark, we only got about 30 seconds left. In both cases, if the men were this morally compromised, they wouldn't be conducting their business on the court in a manner to which they do. It's extraordinary and it's excellent, and we're most fortunate to have these two justices, just to, you know, have them on the court. Speaking of them, Mark Pelletta has been our guest. He's the assistant counsel to President George H.W. Bush and worked on Justice Clarence Thomas' confirmation of the Supreme Court. Mark, thanks for coming on the show. Take care.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
We depend on our